Hi, I'm Jesse Hirsch. Welcome to MetaViews, recorded live at the Academy of the Impossible, where the goats are going for the walk. So this is the last episode of season two. Season two started at the early part of 2025 in the winter. And it was really an attempt to resuscitate the podcast, give it a real boost of energy. So we had a lot of episodes, a lot of guests. Then we started to settle into a rhythm. Kind of found us a good cast of characters. And I think that helped us incubate the ideas for season three. So before we talk about season three, let's recap a bit of what we've learned in season two. Well, we're living in a fascist society. That requires a lot of revolutionary and unorthodox thinking. We've been trying to speak to that, both on the spirit of open source and under the general belief and vibes that the frequencies we're getting from our current society are wrong, and we need to develop our own frequencies, our own vibes. Harriet certainly agrees. But the other aspect of season two was open source. And I think it, for me, rekindled my love affair with open source. And I suspect that season three is gonna also embrace the idea of the open source intelligence network as really the raison d'etre for MetaViews. The kind of intelligence we're producing is really for a regime, a government in waiting, a new kind of parliament, if it were. Not so much intelligence for the existing regime, but intelligence for a future regime. Well, there'll be more group conversations, because intelligence is certainly a collaborative and collective process. There'll be more abstraction, more cyberpunk surrealism, more Moisha. I think I'm also going to do more monologues, more soliloquies. Greg Meister, aka Stro1, he was suggesting that I read some of my posts, since I produce so many, and I think that's a good idea. Thank you, Stro. I think also we're going to have more Jeanette. We'll find more episodes that Jeanette can guest host and double down on some of our agricultural, gardening, botany, nutrition. And of course, we got our good friend Rob Latchford helping out with the salon, so we can have more salons. This is the chrysalis episode, transformation. And this is where MetaViews goes from being really a media brand identity to much more of a force, a political force, not a political party, more a political methodology, a political construction, a political stage. I mean, if parliaments aren't talking to each other, they're not parliaments anymore. If people aren't actually engaging in Congress, then Congress is, well, defunct. When dictatorship rises, democracy doesn't roll aside, it rebounds, it transforms. So how do we imagine democracy in the context of chrysalis? How do we imagine conversation and transformation? That's really the mission of season three of MetaViews, embracing the power and agency that we possess and using it within a scientific process and an open source process to think about what governments come next, what democratic governments come next, because we need them now. We don't have to wait for the dictatorships to fall. We need these new governments. We need these new communities to coexist, to resist, to survive, to revolt. And I think that's where podcasts haven't really taken themselves seriously. You know, they think they're just talk, when talk is power. Words are a kind of action. Psychology and perception has more power than often many things in life. So we shouldn't discount or negate our efforts, but rather embrace the spectacle, embrace the theatrics, elevate the conversation to a level of importance, a level of consequence that I think we take for granted, but in hindsight is very much the case. I pursued season 2 of MetaViews, really imagining an audience of the future, wanting to speak to myself in 10 years, if I'm still alive, or to speak to friends and family and ancestors who will be alive, to wonder what we did in this moment of history. I think in season 3, we are still future-focused, we're still thinking about an audience in the future, but it's much more with the responsibility of the present, especially given the society we now find ourselves in and the moral responsibility to do something about it. Right here, yes. All right, let's head to the bridge. Let's head to the bridge, guys. To the bridge. I find it amusing that on the cusp of the third season, I now start to see MetaViews as a goat herd. Because the thing about goat herds is they're a perfect balance between individuals and collectives, of leveraging collective action while still allowing for individual autonomy. That's one of the reasons that this particular goat herd has a kind of cohesion amidst its chaos. But in particular, it's a reminder that herds depend upon leadership, that everyone in the herd is a kind of leader. And that heading into uncharted territory still requires courage. Still requires everyone to kind of work together. Anyhow, that's it for this episode. I'm glad you tuned in. I'm glad you joined us for season 2. I hope you're looking forward to what comes in season 3. I know I am. I think season 3 lengthwise will probably finish off the rest of 2025. Because we're starting in the heat of summer. Probably won't be too frequent, but we'll pick up as the months get colder so that we've got lots of stimulating provocations to help you through these dark and difficult times. But you know what they say? You gotta head through the darkness to get to the light at the other side. Let's go, Ella!